بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, as we are aware, today's date is the 15th of Ramadan, which marks the halfway stage of the month of Ramadan. علماء say نفعل نشكر ونستغفر, that we continue making an effort to do good أعمال, to carry out good deeds. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah has given us tawfiq of doing thus far. Wa nastaghfiru, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, that the time Allah has given us already, 15 days that have passed, I have not used this time correctly, and those good deeds that I have carried out, then we are all aware of the deficiency, that they are not worthy of being presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then two ulama explain, Allah is that being, الَّذِي يُعْطِي الْأَجْرَ الْجَزِيلِ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الْقَلِيلِ. Allah is that being who gives great reward upon the meager and insignificant efforts of His slaves. But together with this, my dear brothers, we know when it comes to our dunya, that no person is content to remain stagnant, to remain in the same position. But as we heard yesterday also, there's a constant effort being made to improve, to update, to upgrade, that one shop must become two shops, my standard of living must increase, my profits must increase, my bank balance must grow. Together with this, ulama explain that simultaneously an effort has to be made when it comes to our deen and our iman, that now the second half of the month of Ramadan must become more profitable and more rewarding than the first half of the month of Ramadan. And one is, ulama explain, for a person to increase his good deeds as far as quantity is concerned. That thus far we have been waking up for sehri, perhaps a person has been reading 2 rakats of tahajjud salah, now to increase that to 4 rakats, 6 rakats, whatever portion of Quran Sharif tilawat a person was making, to now try to increase that by a few pages, to increase the sadaqah and charity that we give. But more important than this is to increase our a'mal as far as quality is concerned. When it comes to our fasting in the month of Ramadan, then every person will fast 29 or 30 days, and there's no scope to increase this as far as quantity is concerned. But when it comes to the quality of our roza, our fasting, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has mentioned that there are 3 levels, 3 stages of fasting in the month of Ramadan. For us to introspect and see which level am I on, and how do I now move to the next level in the latter half of Ramadan. The first is what is known as sawmul umum, the fast of the general person, the average person. What we can say, the technical definition of fasting, that a person from the morning till the evening, he avoids food, drink, fulfilling his desire. And this is absolutely necessary, this is important, every person has to do this. And then he would say is sawmul khusus, the second level, the second stage, the fast of those special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where together with avoiding food and drink, now a person makes an effort that every limb of mine must also stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person protects his eyes from looking at haram, his ears from listening to haram, his tongue from speaking haram, from lying, backbiting. He protects all of his limbs that I must not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the past, when it came to our grandparents, great-grandparents, then although a person might have had a TV at home, but when the month of Ramadan came, then he would take that TV and put it away in the cupboard, and it would only come out again after the month of Ramadan. This also was incorrect, but at least some effort was made that the avenue of sin was closed, was shut down, so that the month of Ramadan could come out in a manner pleasing to Allah. Now Allah has given us that very same thing in our palms, in our pockets. So how much more aware and conscious a person has to be that in the month of Ramadan, I protect my limbs from falling into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third level, third stage, he would explain, is sawmu khususil khusus, the very, very close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that together with avoiding haram and sin, a person's entire day is spent with his heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this might sound very far-fetched for us, but ask ourselves at least, when last did we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are doing all these a'mal, all these ibadat, all these good deeds, We coming to the masjid, we reading salah, making Quran tilawat, making zikrullah, reading taraweeh, we partaking of sehri, iftari, and all of these good a'mal which we are doing. But when last did I think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We mentioned before also that every good deed a person does, every step of the month of Ramadan, to think to ourselves that I am fulfilling the command of Allah. Allah's command is to increase my Quran tilawat, to engage in salah, to partake of my sehri, my iftari, and all of these good a'mal, at least while we are carrying out these good deeds, to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah would say, when the 15th of Ramadan would come, then he would address the people and say that those who have started the month of Ramadan correctly, then take care not to take your foot off the accelerator. That now continue in the same vein, because you still have another half of the month to go. And those who have fallen short for any reason, perhaps a person told himself that I will start, and a few days went by, and then the first 5 days and 10 days, and now we have reached the halfway mark. But then he would say, don't lose hope, because you still have the remaining half to now exert yourself. And he would then quote the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that a person's actions will be judged based on how he ends them. A person may have started very strongly, but towards the end, he now has to keep his focus. He has to make sure that he sees the finish line ahead of him. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah would give the example of a race horse, that when it nears the end or the last portion of the race and it sees the finish line, now it exerts itself. All of its effort, all of its energy, it puts into running as fast as it can. So now as we approach the last 10 days, my dear brothers, ulama say we have a few days left. Before the last 10 days, let us make an effort. Whatever work we may have as far as our businesses are concerned, as far as our homes are concerned, the masturat as well, they have their Eid preparations that will take place also. As far as possible to make those preparations in the next 4 or 5 days. When the last 10 days will come, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, jadda wa shadda al-mi'zar. Nabi alayhi salam would exert himself even more than during the first 20 days. So Allah give us tawfiq, we make some effort. The few days we have left now before the last 10, try and fulfill all of these tasks, our obligations, duties, so that our minds, our hearts are free, and we can benefit from the last 10 days of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.